One other twist in the sniper story, yet another killing has been linked to Malvo and Muhammad, this one in Atlanta, Georgia. Joshua Leves is there, and he's on the line right now to tell us about it. Joshua, what details do we know of this?
Robert, on September 21st, just after midnight, authorities responded to a shooting that took place outside a liquor store in southwest Atlanta. A 41-year-old man there named Million Waldemarium had multiple gunshot wounds, and he was pronounced dead hours later. Investigators learned that a car had come up to the liquor store and sat idle, and that when he had gone out to check on it, he was shot. They had no reason to believe that he was specifically targeted, and up until this point, or very recently, there were no suspects in the case. Authorities found that the gun used to kill him was a .22 caliber pistol. Now, later that day, on September 21st, authorities believe that John Allen Muhammad and John Lee Malvo, the sniper suspects, were in Montgomery, Alabama, where authorities have said that they killed a woman at a liquor store there and that they left behind a .22 caliber handgun. So authorities are saying now that was the gun that was used to kill this man, Waldemarium, in Atlanta much earlier the same day.
And is there a ballistics link between the shot that was fired in Atlanta and whatever was fired in Montgomery?
There is, Robert, and that's how this connection happened. You know, authorities here have been following the sniper case very carefully. And they said that after Malvo and Muhammad were arrested, they became aware of the homicides that these two had allegedly committed, including at liquor stores, one in Maryland and the one in Montgomery. So they examined what was known about their whereabouts, and they began to realize that it's possible now, that these two men could have passed through Atlanta before going to Montgomery, Alabama. So through what the authorities are calling good police work, they called for a ballistics test of the gun that was found in Montgomery. And what they found, according to what they announced today, was an exact match, that there's no question in their minds that the pistol that was found in Montgomery is, in fact, the one that was used to kill this man in Atlanta.
Now, they're calling this a case of good police work, but we've now had three liquor store shootings that have added to what is alleged to be the string of crimes committed by these two men driving up from the southeast up to the Washington, D.C. area. Do police, or in this case, did they not have any check before that to link the Atlanta shooting to the Montgomery shooting before the arrests around D.C.?
Well, what they're saying is that it's not all that unusual in a murder to find that the weapon used was a .22 caliber handgun. So they had to have something to go on in order to think that it could have been connected. But we asked the same questions. It does seem that waiting until the arrest seemed a little late. What they've said is that it wasn't until the arrest that they got enough information to realize that these men were connected to multiple liquor store connections, allegedly to multiple liquor store murders, and that it was because of that that they were able to move from that point. But yes, that is a point. In fact, some people do feel they might have been able to move sooner.
Okay, Joshua.
Thanks.
Reporter Joshua Leves in Atlanta.